Today on the Aggie Treats podcast, we will discuss the often overlooked treasures around A&T's campus. I'm here with my guest, Najia Ford, a student at North Carolina A&T State University. She'll be sharing with us some of her experience around campus, so stay tuned. Hey, you guys, I just want to begin by introducing myself. My name is Jasmine. I'm a transfer student here at A&T, and this is the Aggie Treats podcast, where each week we discuss a different hidden treasure, a little bit about the A&T culture around here. And this week we'll be discussing hidden treasures around campus with Najia Ford. Hello, Najia. Could you tell me just a little bit about yourself so we can get started?
Hey, you guys. I just wanted to say I hope you're doing well today. My name is Najia Ford. I'm 22 years old, and I'm a junior technical writing student.
Okay, so how has your experience been at A&T so far since you're a junior?
Well, I love A&T. I feel like one of the best, like for me personally, one of the greatest things about A&T is that I'm able to have a Afrocentric education when, like, personally my whole life I've been to like a bunch of PWIs.
Yep.
And A&T allows you to really learn about African history, African American history, and like the truth about it.
Yep.
So it really feels like a family oriented type place.
I can definitely agree with that one. So, Najia, you say you're a junior, right?
Yep.
So, in the years that you've been here, are there any things that you're just learning about, places that you didn't know existed, or things that have gone on campus?
Absolutely. I did not know that we had a greenhouse on campus.
Hmm.
And it's available to any of the students if you want to grow stuff or just go for, like, a project. They let you do that. I also didn't know that we grew grapes. Like, right by the chemistry building, there's a large grapevine, and they grow a bunch of fresh fruit and a bunch of different vegetables, and, like, you know, they give us that crap at the caf. Like, I had no idea, and I'm like, why aren't we eating this?
Yeah.
So that's something that I feel like a lot of students don't know about our greenhouses. And
I did.
Right?
I definitely knew about that.
And I didn't know that they grew grapes every year.
And it's crazy because we're an agriculture school.
That's
what
I'm saying.
And I still didn't know about the fresh stuff going on. It's not very advertised, though.
It's really not. Like, they keep it. They must not want people in it.
They only want us in the
They don't want to share
They want us in the engineering department, okay?
Okay, they don't want to share that stuff. So that was one thing I learned. And then another thing I learned was just recently in my history classes, I learned about the history between the Dudley protests that took place. And, like, how the National Guard was shooting at the students. And I never paid attention to the brick wall behind the reflection pool. It actually has bullet holes from when the Coast Guard, not the Coast Guard, excuse me, the National Guard was shooting at the students at A&T.
Yeah.
So I thought that was just really dope. Like, we have a bunch of history.
We do. And I actually included a picture of the wall with the holes in it as part of my website. It's on, like, the home page, and I think that is just really a testament to all the stuff that has gone on campus, and I know that there was a casualty involved with it.
Someone passed away.
Exactly, yep. And it was college students and high school students, and it's just crazy all the turmoil and times that we had. I know that we're in HBCU, but it's
the
just...
The racial tensions at the time were
just
wild.
So recently, this happened in 1969.
Right.
So...
It wasn't that long ago.
Not at all. And this was still an all-boys campus, I believe, at the time.
Yeah.
But just to know all the crazy stuff that has happened on campus and the positive stuff that has happened as a result of... but yeah, we should definitely check out that greenhouse sometime.
Yeah.
Because it sounds super fun. And if we're allowed to... We should plan our own stuff because I feel like that would be super awesome.
That would be dope.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But all right, you guys, we'll be right back after this quick break. Coming up, we'll talk about the University Galleries and the Maddie Reed African Heritage Collection. Okay, so we are back with Najia Ford. Najia, just to continue our conversation about the treasures around campus, have you visited the university galleries?
Absolutely. I went to the Maddie Reed Heritage Center here on campus, and honestly, I did not know it existed.
Me neither. It was a shame. It was a shame when I finally had to go there, and I got lost.
It is terrible because I'm just like, I feel like that is something that needs to be celebrated and just respected well, just so much more. Like, going through and seeing the different African artifacts, I was just like, wow, I didn't even know this place was here, and how many of us don't?
Is there a particular artifact that stood out to you? Because I remember being shown the, like, twins, like, patron saint, basically. Yeah. And you know I'm a twin, so that pertained to me personally, but I really liked that one. That's the one that I can remember the most. Is there a particular one for you? I know we might not know the names of them now.
Right, because it was a lot.
It was a lot.
It definitely was.
Mm-hmm. I actually heard that Maddie Reed had over 3,500 different artifacts.
Yep. She collected them, and they all of them couldn't fit.
We don't have a big enough building for that. Which actually brings me to my next point, which is, did you see the student exhibits in there, though?
I don't think I paid attention.
Okay, on the second floor of the galleries, where the student artwork is, and gotcha. Then they have a final exhibit. I don't know if it's open yet, but it's the one that they do for their, like, senior seminar.
Right.
Where it's like a exhibition for the end of the year, basically.
Right. I've heard of those.
I like that they're in the same building with the Maddie Reed stuff, because she's taking stuff from our past.
Yes.
And it's our history and our ancestors' traditions and stuff like that. And then it's like the new generations every year get to add their artwork to it as well.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So I feel like that was super cool. But yeah, do you have any other notes or something else you liked about the museum or the galleries at the time?
What I liked was just the artifacts themselves and just the intricate detail that it took to make them. Like, I don't know if you remember looking at the basket. The basket with the beads was my favorite. Wasn't it cute? Wasn't that something you put in your house?
It really was. Every time, like, the works in there are really striking.
They're really
striking. And then you go up to the little plaque up there that tells you the different mediums.
Right.
And then you see it's like twigs and dirt and mud and clay and all these different mediums that you just don't really see with your eye, because it's just like really striking images in there.
Extremely creative.
It's not only creative, but it's just, I like when you learn, this is why this happened, this is why they used this way, or this is what this means. Because it wasn't just a sculpture to be a sculpture most of the time.
It wasn't. You know? They all had meanings
and
to them.
And backstories, and I really like that, and I like that Maddie Reed, you know, she collected those and helped us hang on to that for a while.
Absolutely.
I mean, not even for a while, for like ever. Basically forever.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it was a really, her collection was one of the highlights of the entire treasures expedition I've been on, trying to find stuff around campus.
She definitely set the tone.
She really did.
For sure.
Great as, and I know that there's a lot of people who don't know what.
No, still, and they don't. How many people have graduated without visiting this wonderful?
I would have. I'm gonna tell you, I would have.
Right.
If a teacher had not had me in there, I would have graduated without knowing that it existed. And I think that's a crime to humanity now.
It is. It's sad. It really is.
I know.
Wrong.
Well, I think that's all for our discussion today. Thank you for joining me so much, Najia. We'll be right back. Over overall, I think that we've learned since the beginning, NCAT has had a pretty rich history, although not always such a positive one. The campus culture has changed and evolved over the decades, leaving behind a lot of treasures to explore across campus. Thank you for joining us for the first episode of Aggie Treats. Next week, we'll be talking about and exploring the new Student Center on campus. Thank you, guys. Mm-hmm.